In this article, I'm tackling a topic that my YouTube viewers have asked me to cover: passive aggressive behaviour in the workplace, both from an employee and manager's point of view. So today I'm discussing why people are passive aggressive and how to identify it. Also, I'll provide some strategies for effectively dealing with it. To watch the extended version of this article with lots more tips, I'll leave the link below. The workplace is a dynamic environment, bringing together people with diverse personalities, cultures, and communication styles. While conflicts are common, dealing with passive-aggressive behaviour can be particularly challenging. Passive-aggressive individuals may not express their frustrations or issues openly, but they convey their feelings indirectly, often leading to confusion and tension in the workplace. Passive-aggressive behaviour is characterised by indirect expressions of anger, hostility, or frustration. Instead of openly addressing their concerns or issues, passive-aggressive individuals resort to subtle, often underhanded tactics to convey their displeasure. Some common examples of passive-aggressive behaviour include sarcasm, making ironic or snide remarks to belittle or mock someone, often under the guise of humour. When you pull them up, they'll say something like, "I was only joking. You just don't get my sense of humour." This is actually gaslighting, which I've discussed in previous articles. Next, we have procrastination, deliberately delaying tasks or projects, potentially affecting team timelines and causing frustration. Silent treatment, ignoring someone or refusing to communicate with them as a way of expressing anger or frustration. Backhanded compliments, offering compliments that contain hidden criticisms or even insults. Denial and avoidance, pretending not to understand or know about a problem and avoiding any direct discussion. Sabotage, deliberately undermining a colleague's work or intentionally causing problems without taking responsibility. Taking credit for other people's work. Nothing further is needed on that one. Non-verbal communication, eye-rolling, tutting, or sighing instead of saying what they really mean. Why do people use passive-aggressive behaviour? There are several reasons why people use passive-aggressive behaviour, including, but not limited to, emotional immaturity. The person may not know how to express their negativity in a positive way. It may not have been modelled for them as a child, and so they never learned how to do it. Conflict avoidant. This goes hand in hand with emotional immaturity. The person may be extremely unhappy, but not know how to express it constructively. Insecurity, low self-worth. Often bullies use this type of behaviour. They are typically insecure and have low self-worth. They build themselves up by putting others down, and using passive aggression is their chosen way of doing that. Feeling triggered or under threat. Passive aggressiveness is part of the fight aspect of fight, flight, freeze stress response. Everyone responds differently to real or perceived threats. Some people do it through passive aggression. Dealing with passive-aggressive behaviour. Navigating the challenges posed by passive-aggressive behaviour in the workplace requires a patient and strategic approach. Here are some steps for effectively addressing the issue. Number one, stay calm and objective. When you encounter passive-aggressive behaviour, remaining composed and objective is crucial. Avoid reacting emotionally or defensively, as this may escalate the situation. Document the behaviour. Keep a record of incidents or comments related to passive-aggressive behaviour. This documentation can be helpful if you need to involve HR or senior management. Recording the situation, dates, times, witnesses, etc., as well as how they made you feel, together with any physical evidence, for example, texts and emails, can also be useful. Unfortunately, it can be really tricky to prove passive aggression. When confronted, the perpetrator will often gaslight, saying things like, "I was only joking, they obviously don't get my sense of humour." Number three, Nip undesirable behaviour in the bud. I always advise dealing with passive aggressive behaviour as soon as possible. I know it's difficult and can be distressing, especially if you, like me, are conflict avoidant. However, the longer you leave it and the more you let that person get away with it, you're actually condoning their behaviour, and the worse it will likely get. It will undoubtedly escalate. If you nip it in the bud and put in strong boundaries, there's a good possibility that things will de-escalate and calm down quicker than you might imagine. Number four, provide clear feedback. Express your concerns in a non-confrontational manner. Use clear, assertive language to describe the specific behaviour and its impact on your work or the team. In order to do this, you will need examples of the behaviours you will not tolerate. It's always helpful if you have those dates, times, and in other words, evidence to back up your examples. Without it, a skilled manipulator will likely tie you up in knots. That's why preparation for this type of conversation is crucial. Number five, set expectations. Clearly communicate your expectations for professional behaviour and teamwork, whether you're the manager or subordinate. Be explicit about the changes you would like to see in their actions. Number six, maintain boundaries. Set clear boundaries for what is acceptable for you in the workplace. If you're a manager, ensure the whole team understands the consequences of continued passive-aggressive behaviour. I was a senior HR professional for almost 20 years before I set up my own coaching practice. And the one thing I would repeatedly tell managers is to be very explicit about expectations and consequences of not meeting them, and never avoid taking action when boundaries are crossed. Number seven, involve HR if needed. If the passive-aggressive behaviour continues or escalates, involve your HR department if you have one. Share your documentation and discuss the situation with HR professionals who can guide you through a more formal process if necessary. Number eight, self-care. Dealing with passive-aggressive behaviour can be emotionally draining. Prioritise self-care and seek support outside of the workplace to manage stress and the emotional impact. Getting the basics right, sleeping, eating, balanced diet, exercising, and drinking water are critical for good mental health, not just physical well-being. The wrap-up. Dealing with passive-aggressive behaviour in the workplace requires a measured and strategic approach. Recognising the signs, addressing the behaviour directly, and encouraging open communication are critical steps in managing the situation. By promoting a positive work environment, setting clear expectations for professional conduct, managers and subordinates can create a workplace where passive-aggressive behaviour is not tolerated and everyone can express their concerns directly and constructively. What next? I go into greater depth on this topic in my YouTube video, which you can watch via the link below. If you head over there, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. It helps YouTube know that the content is interesting, so it'll push it out to more people. I estimate that 50% of my caseload as a professional executive coach is supporting clients in managing workplace conflict, both from a manager's and employee's perspective. So if you're struggling to manage someone in your team, or you have issues with your boss or another team member, I can help. Email me at joe@joebanks.net to arrange a complimentary discovery call. Finally, if you enjoyed this article, please remember to share it with anyone whom you think would find it interesting, and subscribe to my newsletter by clicking the newsletter tab above. As always, thanks for your continued support.